I'll let you go first, Mark, because I have a few things that I wanted to say, but go.
My name is Mohammed Gamraoui. I'm of Palestinian descent. I'm also an Arab American, and I'm Muslim.
My name is Shalom Nystein. I am a Jewish American. The first time that I met Mo was back when I was in student government.
Yeah, me and Shalom met actually at FIU in the campus life office. One of the first conversations we had was regarding the Palestinian-Israeli conflict.
I think I initiated it after I asked him, you know, where he's from.
You know, the beginning of the debate always starts about who's right and who's wrong.
Our fundamental disagreement is the aggressor.
And so that's where our road, in a sense, begins to split. Palestinians have been deprived of a nation. They've had land taken from them. They have illegal settlements in parts of their territory. Gaza has been under a blockade for the past 7 years.
Okay, so the siege has been going on for 7 years now, but Israel relinquished control of Gaza in 2005. So for 2 years, they were getting barraged with missiles. Now, I understand that Gaza is a heavily dense populated area, and my heart goes out to all the civilians that are being affected right now. But when a country is being barraged with missiles, what are they supposed to do?
But what do you do when a external government, a people that did not elect you, they did not vote in your elections, control everything that comes in and out of the territory? They control everything from land, sea, and air. They control who goes in, who goes out. They control the amount of construction material that go into the territory.
It's very, very difficult to accept a government that wants your complete destruction. That right there is the main issue. Hamas accepting Israel's right to exist. You know, we both love our nations, and of course, we're going to vehemently defend it.
We are friends. At the beginning of this conversation, we are friends, and at the end of this conversation, we will be friends.
I realized that we were friends when Mo actually helped me become student government president, and that was in 2009.
We were both Miami Dolphin fans. We were both Miami Heat fans. We both enjoyed
movies, playing kickball.
We both liked Jordan shoes, nice cars.
Homecoming dance. We used to bring our ladies to the dance with one another.
I think we should take the ladies part out and replace that
Definitely.
With dates.
Dates, yes. Definitely dates.
A lot of people see us, and the first thing that comes to mind is a Palestinian and an Israeli together? What? I must be in the Twilight Zone.
A lot of people don't like the fact that Mo and I are friends. There is one person who I've known for a very, very long time who basically thinks that I'm being friends with the enemy, basically stating that that's like me being friends with a Nazi in 1939.
I get it all the time from people. They judge me based on my friendship here with Shalom. And I've had people compare the state of Israel to Nazi Germany.
We're brothers in the struggle for peace.
I also refer to him as my brother because Judaism and Islam are foundationally the same religion. You know, we're both people of the book. We're both believers in the same God. I say the Muslims and Jews are brothers. We can live like brothers. We just have to show the world that it's possible.